Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Israel's attempt to demolish Palestinian village Khan Al-Mar contravenes international law. Israeli forces are forcibly displacing Palestinians as they attempt to demolish the Bedouin village of Khan Al-Mar in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces are dragging away residents and protesters and attacking people as they resist being forcibly displaced from their homes. The Palestinian Red Crescent has reported 35 people wounded, with 4 taken to hospital. Our comrades at the Israeli rights group B'Tselem report 9 people have been arrested. Activist Avir Al-Butme of Pengon Friends of the Earth Palestine shared an op-ed with Real World Radio about what happened and made reference to the official position of her organization, which is a member of Friends of the Earth International.
Israeli forces are forcibly displacing Palestinians as they attempt to demolish the Bedouin village of Khan al-Ahmar in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces are dragging away residents and protesters and attacking people as they resist being forcibly displaced from their homes. Till now, the Palestinian Red Crescent has reported 35 people wounded, with 4 cases taken to hospital. And it was reported 9 people have been arrested. Khan al-Ahmar is a Palestinian Bedouin village located in Area C of the West Bank, between the Israeli settlement of Maali Adumim and one of its elite suburbs, which is Kfar Adumim. The residents of Khan al-Ahmar were forcibly relocated from a village in the Negev Desert in 1951. They released the land that they now live on from a private Palestinian landowner until it was declared state land in 1975, then declared an industrial zone and later zoned for the settlement of Maali Adumim. The residents of this community have very few sources of income, suffer from a severe lack of health, education, and live without basic infrastructure such as an electricity network, a sewage system, and proper roads. Khan al-Ahmar is just one of several Palestinian communities facing forced relocation because they fall within the E1 plan. All the homes and structures in Khan al-Ahmar were issued demolition orders last year on 5th of March, requiring them to demolish their own homes, school and mosque. And today, Israeli occupation is proceeding with the infrastructure work to facilitate the demolition and the forcible transfer of residents, with inhuman beatings of children, women, and elders. We, as Pengon, Friends of the Earth Palestine, condemns the Israeli settlement policy and its plans to build more illegal settlements, along with all actions taken in that context, such as the forced transfers, demolitions, and the confiscation of homes to demolish Khan al-Ahmar. These demolitions would be yet another violation of international law by Israel. We call on global leaders to put pressure on Israel to stop these actions, to immediately reverse these decisions, and fully meet its obligation to Palestinians as an occupying power under international humanitarian law.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.